We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. We hope that you are having a really wonderful day. Tuesday is one of the days that I have that I actually get to catch my breath. Not as much going on that day. On Monday nights, I teach in Fiji, and we just changed the time frame up on that. And right now, we're teaching on the life and the work of a pastor. And when our family comes back from Fiji, that's running the Bible school over there, they'll be back here for a couple of months. Then they will be going back and launching the Bible school across multiple islands there in Fiji, and so it's going to touch even more people than what we are currently doing. And so we're real excited about what God is doing in that endeavor. But we have been talking here on the Refresh radio broadcast for several weeks about becoming stronger. I want you to know that God is not interested in you staying feeble or weak, but he wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so we have been talking about that God wants to impart strength to heal. He wants to strengthen our hands and to strengthen our grip. Those are a couple of things that we have already discussed. We've talked about how Jonathan went and imparted strength to David when David was being pursued. And so today I want to begin another little mini-series on strengthening. And this one will be on strengthening with the words that you speak. And this can be, you know, strengthening yourself. But primarily what we're going to be talking about is that God wants to utilize you, and he wants to utilize me to impart words to other people that will bring them strength, that will make them stronger. So today we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse number 26 through 28. I do want to remind you that today is the day that Advanced Christian Training Schools uses our facilities, our fellowship hall there at the church last Tuesday. We had someone that called after listening to this radio broadcast and hearing about the school, and they called in. We were able to connect them with the teacher who was available at that point in time. And so if you are interested in this free Bible school, some of the teachers are Charles Stanley, T.L. Osborne. There's just so many teachers. They've had a number of lessons by Bill Johnson out of Redding, California. There's just so many more teachers that I can't remember all of their names right off the top of my head. But if you're interested in growing in your faith, this is a free video Bible school. The teachers are not actually physically present. Charles Stanley's not coming down from Atlanta to teach these. They are on video. But if you're interested in growing in your faith, we want to invite you out to that. You can call the church, and there's a Tuesday morning and a Tuesday night. I'm not sure about the Tuesday morning one, so you would need to call the church and find out if that one is still going to be available. Tuesday nights from 6 to 9. So if you're interested in information about that, call 454-4263, 454-4263. Also, I'd like to invite you to participate. We really do not receive much in the way of financial support from those who listen to the radio broadcast, and we're able to absorb that. But If you are listening, this is a blessing to you and you would like to partner with us, you could either send a check in and mark Refresh Radio Broadcast on that to 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Or if you were interested in partnering with us as we are preparing to bless dozens of households on a street, to the best of my knowledge, I can't think of one person that comes to Merritt Assembly of God on a regular basis from any of these streets that we are targeting. So don't think that this is an outreach that is actually internal. This is an act of love that we go out into the community, and for approximately $20 a household, we can bless them with a Thanksgiving dinner. So if you'd like to be a part of that, please contact us at 454-4263, or again, the address is 165 North Grove Street. And if you'd like to adopt a house or adopt multiple households, we would love to hear from you as we are a blessing in the name of the Lord. I just read a testimony the other day about an area where there's a great deal of persecution, a great deal of conflict, and it's an area where there are not many Christians. But because of the attacks that have gone on there, the Christians from a neighboring community have gone and brought in a lot of food support and medical support. They have brought in a lot of relief supplies, and they are being a blessing to a people that were actually more closely related, more closely tied philosophically with the people who are persecuting them. They're not really close to the Christians, but because the Christians have gone out and are being a blessing to these people, even though they are not on the same page theologically or anything, what is happening is a lot of people are giving their heart to Jesus. A lot of influential people are giving their heart to Jesus as a result of that. And in spite of persecution, there are new lives being transformed. And so this week we have been talking about here about the challenge that we have for those in our congregation, that we have been praying. We have been looking for a way, been praying about people that we could possibly lead to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ed Silvoso was the first one I heard this expression. He says, talk to the Lord about your neighbor before you talk to your neighbor about the Lord. And so that's what we did. We started praying about people in our community that need to hear Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then last week we were challenging you to add to your prayer, God, give me insight, give me an act of kindness, something that is going to meet a tangible felt need that they have in their life. This week we are challenging you to pray and ask God to give you an opportunity just to spend time with them. Not, you know, unless it's a wide open door to communicate the gospel, I just want you to go and befriend people, go and build relationship. One of the philosophies that I have in life is that I need to earn the right to speak into someone's life. And I do that by building relationship. I've got a teaching on that maybe I will share it sometime. See, there's a lot of positive lessons that we can learn from some negative circumstances in the Word of God if we would just take time to look. And so this week, I just want you to pray. Say, God, would you make it possible for me to share a Coke, share some time with this person that needs Jesus so that I can just be their friend? Not just so, you know, just so that you can go in there and tell the gospel and then quick and run out. But you see, Jesus didn't call us to make converts. He called us to make disciples. And that involves relationship. And so I want to pray with you today that God will help us to build relationship with those that we're praying would come to faith in Jesus Christ. So, Father, right now, we come to you. Lord, you are the one who orders our steps. You direct our paths. God, you cause divine appointments to take place on our behalf. And Lord, just as you are doing in that region of the world that I was referring to earlier, God, I pray that you would do that here in Brevard County, that you would cause us to build relationship with people, that we would be able to meet a need that they have in their life. And God, that your Holy Spirit would work in their heart that they would say, why are you being so nice to me? Why are you doing this? You and I, we're not that close. God, I pray that you would spark the interest. God, in Acts chapter 2, Lord, the people said, brethren, what must we do to be saved? The Philippian jailer came in and asked how they could be saved. God, I pray that you would create that longing in the hearts of the people that we are praying for, God, so that they too would have a longing and have a desire to be saved. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the doors you're going to open, and we give you the glory and the praise for it. Amen and amen. May this be a harvest season in your life. So my opening has gone a little bit long this morning, so let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 3 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 3, and we're going to be talking about Moses. Moses had led the people of Israel from Egypt, and he had led them into the wilderness, led them for 40 years. He was now 120 years old, but he was not going to be able to lead the people of Israel into the promised land because of his own sin. In the NIV, it says that the reason that Moses and Aaron did not get to lead the people into the promised land was because they did not trust in the Lord enough to honor him as holy in the sight of the Israel people. That was the time when God had told Moses to speak to the rock, and instead he struck it. There was still water that came out. The children of Israel still had the provision that they needed for their hydration and for their survival. But Moses had taken it upon himself and said, must we always do this? And I want you to know that God is the provider. I'm not the provider. I'm not. I'm just the vessel through which it goes. And so today I want to take you to that. If you've ever blown it, you know, you're in good company. Every person that I know outside of Jesus has blown it, has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God for his mercy. So Moses continually blamed the people over and over again. If you read in the Old Testament, up through the book of Deuteronomy, you're going to find that Moses says over and over again to the people, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault. And God, who's the real authority, even though he had told Aaron and Moses this, they kept pointing the finger of blame and saying, no, it's your fault, it's your fault. And God, who the authority in the situation, says, no, Moses, it is because of what you did. That's why you're not getting to leave. And so today, if you're really good at pointing fingers, you might want to talk to God and see if there's something inside. You know, you pray the prayer of David. God, search my heart, see if there be any unclean thing in me. And because I think a lot of times while we're pointing the finger of blame at others, we ourselves are shouldering a lot more of the responsibility than we give ourselves credit for about falling short of the glory of God. So Deuteronomy chapter 3, God tells Moses that he was going to be able to go up into the top of the mountain. Let me just read in verse number 26 through 28. But the Lord was angry with me on your account. See, there's that what I was talking about, and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, enough of that. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift your eyes toward the west, the north, the south, and the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. But command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him. For he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. And so here God has spoken. He said, we're not discussing this ever again. You know, we're done with the discussion. And so he said, I want you to go up, and you are going to be able to see the promised land, but you are not going to cross over to the promised land. And so it really pained Moses, because that was the longing of his heart. He wanted to get to the land of milk and honey. But in verse number 28, as Moses is preparing for his death, the book of Deuteronomy is a series of the last sermons that Moses preached before he died. And here in verse number 28 of chapter 3, God gives him one final instruction. And he says this, but command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see." And so here he tells him, he said, the work that you have begun, Joshua is going to be the one that completes. And so you have a responsibility to Joshua. I'm giving you this assignment, this privilege, and I want you to command him what he is supposed to do. I want you to encourage him, and I want you to strengthen him. And so there's not a lot of strength that a 120-year-old man is going to be able to develop in somebody else because of their physical stature, but because of the words that Moses was going to be able to speak to Joshua. Joshua was a man of faith. He and Caleb were the only two who crossed over into the promised land, who were a part of the wilderness wanderings, that were of adult age. They were over 20 when they started that. Everybody else, 20 and over, died in the wilderness. And their generations were raised up. And so Joshua this was going to be his first assignment. So there may be people who are listening and you are preparing for your very first assignment. I can still remember my very first ministry assignment that I was given. It was teaching 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys in Sunday school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was on cloud 9 because of the privilege that I had been given to teach these boys, and I was just a substitute teacher. Nobody told me that 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys was the one class that they had a real difficult time filling, because 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys are 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys. And so I went in there, and I taught that Sunday school class. I remember the first sermon that I ever preached in youth group. I remember the first lesson that I ever taught in children's church. All of this when I was just a very young man. And you know what people who are going to step out and do things in the ministry need? They need somebody who believes in them and who will use their mouth to impart strength. I told you on this broadcast before about one of the most powerful things that I've ever witnessed at our general council, where tens of thousands of people come together to do business. But I walked out of this one meeting, and I saw an elderly man sitting on a love seat in this convention center, and around him were probably close to a dozen young ministry students who were, you know, probably in their early 20s, and they were sitting there soaking up the wisdom that this experienced man of God was sharing and pouring into their life. There was probably 50 or 60 years age difference between the two, and yet they were sitting there and they were saying, "Teach us, impart to us your wisdom, strengthen us for the task." As we are living in these last days, we need people who are built up. The scripture tells us to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, not to tear one another down. I really wish that we were as good at encouragement as we were at tearing one another down. I really, really do. And so you and I, we have control over the words that our mouth is speaking, you know. And I'm not always the greatest at it myself. There are times when I'm not having a great day, and there will be things that come out of my mouth that are not edifying. I'm not proud of that fact. I'm just letting you know I'm not perfect. And so we need to be more focused and determined on building one another up and imparting strength. Joshua was going to be the one that went in and faced fortified cities. Joshua was going to be the one who was going to be leading these people who had complained against Moses' leadership for 40 years. Don't you think that Moses knew that Joshua was going to need to be strong in the Lord? Because Moses knew what it was like. There were times that he went before God and said, God, I can't do this. I can't do this. And there wasn't anybody to strengthen Moses at that point in time other than God. And so let's make sure that we build up the next generation of people who are coming up. They will not do everything perfectly. I can tell you from personal experience that I learn more from my failures than I have from my successes. I have learned more from the things that I didn't do right than a lot of times I have from the things I didn't. You know, and I think some of that may be because I meditated over what I did wrong and what the Word of God said I needed to do. I repented. I spent more time over that than sometimes I may have done over my successes. And so I just want to encourage you. There are people who listen to this broadcast that go to a wide array of different churches. But hopefully in that church, there is someone that God is calling into the ministry. I've told you that my desire as a father is that my children would be more effective in ministry than what I have been. A little over a week ago, I was able to go to my daughter's alma mater, the college that she graduated from. I've still got another daughter that is there. And as we walked up, my older daughter said, oh, there's one of my professors. And she said, this professor reminded me of you. And so she went, she introduced me, and he came up afterwards and he said, you know, the greatest compliment that I ever had from a student came from your daughter, where she said that the way that I taught reminded her of the way that her daddy taught. So that was something that was a blessing to me. The other night we were sitting there, and just to let you know, my daughter, she graduated with a biology degree. Right now she works in a doctor's office, and she's in the field of biology. Still would like to advance further in that. But her goal is to teach high schoolers, and so when our Sunday school teachers went off to Fiji, I asked my daughter, who wants to be a teacher, I wanted to help her develop her teaching gifts, and I will just say this because it didn't come from me, but there have been people who've come up and told me. They said, we're actually encouraging other people to come to Sunday school because what your daughter is sharing in Sunday school is so good. And so the other night, my wife and her and I were talking, and she said, one of the things that she had shared in class, during Sunday school, I go in, I open up in prayer, and then I retreat, and I start praying because I want to go to the pulpit right out of prayer. And so we were talking, and she said, one of the things that I've shared is in Sunday school was the necessity for us to change. And listen to this, because this is a powerful thought. If what we are currently doing was sufficient to bring revival, then we would already be experiencing revival. But because we are not experiencing the revival and the souls being born again that we long to see, there must be something that needs to change in order for that to become a reality. And I sat there and I said, that is a very, very powerful thought. And so one of the things that that I've told you on this radio program, there are two things that people do. They either build you up or they tear you down. And I've had both experiences in my ministry. You know, the person that told me that I was worthless and I would never make it in the ministry. And you can, there are a lot of people that when they hear something like that, they take it to heart and they never launch out. They never take another step of faith. And as a result, they never, they're not strengthened for the task that God called them to accomplish. But I also had a pastor who on the heels of that said, don't listen to that person. You are called by God and God will make a way for you. And now let me ask you this, which person do you think I have the greatest amount of respect for? The one who put the call of God on my life that I had since I was 7 years old, under fire and said it was invalid, or the person that said your call may be going through the fire right now, but it's going to come out as pure gold. I'll tell you, I respect that man. I admire that man. I appreciate him for strengthening me for the task that God has. There may be people here today and you've been beat up. You know, maybe an ex-spouse told you you were worthless, that they no longer wanted to be married to you. Maybe your employer called you in and told you that your skills were no longer marketable skills and you've been let go. I want you to know that there is no unemployment in the kingdom of heaven. There is a job for everybody to do. God has a task. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You will never work for a greater person. You will never have a greater privilege than telling somebody else about the love of Jesus. Today, I want to strengthen you for the task. Don't sell yourself short. Moses told God, he said, God, I can't go in and do the job that you told me to do because I have a stammering tongue and I stutter, and I can relate to that at times. But let me tell you what the New Testament said, that Moses was a man powerful in speech and in action. Moses sold himself short, and in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit anointed a person to say, look, you are powerful in the way that you speak to people. You're powerful in speech and action. So today, we're going to spend a few days on this about using our mouth to strengthen people. Let me pray for you today. Father, I just pray for those who are listening right now. God, you have an important task for each and every one of them to fulfill. And today, God, I want to thank you for your grace. Your grace is sufficient. God, I pray today that you would empower them with the word of God, empower them by the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that they would know that you've called them, and those you call, you equip, and you are going to get them to fulfill the task. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise. Strengthen my brothers and sisters today in Jesus' name. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.